Yeah, me too. But it's kind of like back when I was a lot younger, you know, back in the 70s and stuff, it was like, we've got to find ourselves, right? I've got to find myself. A lot of people left relationships because I just have to find myself. I don't know if anybody ever did, right? I mean, they went off their way and did all kinds of other things, but I wonder if they really found themselves, right? So the question, who am I? See, outside of your relationship with God, you'll never find out who you are. Let me say that again. Outside of your relationship with God and understanding who God is in you, you'll never fully comprehend who you are. Because He has a purpose for you. He has a plan for you. Even the prophetic word that just went on with John and see, John has no idea. As the word said, you don't have any idea. But Chuck saw years ago before, you know, when John was just kind of coming to church because, well, he had to. And you know, but God saw it, right? And so we're going to look in the Bible on a few different instances of that. But I want to ask you to just begin to speak to yourself and say, who am I? And let God define that for you. Let the Word of God define it for you, because it's in the Word where you're going to find out who you are. It's through the mirror of this book that you really find out who you are. And outside of this book, you'll get all kinds of distorted views. But in this book, you'll find out exactly who you are. Hallelujah. If you'll go with me to Exodus chapter 3, the book of Exodus chapter 3. And the nation of Israel had been in captivity for years and years and years, and things got really rough in there, and Moses, and we're not going to go into that story, but Moses decided he was going to be the deliverer. He tried it on his own first. That didn't work. It got him 40 years in the desert, right? But then God visited Moses. Watch this. He tried to do it on his own, but it wasn't until God visited him, or he visited with God, that he was able to do what God called him to do. In chapter 3 of Exodus, and let's start reading in verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Now again, 40 years before, he said, "I'm the deliverer." But 40 years in the desert brought him to the place where he understood that in himself he could do nothing. But it got ways too far over on the other side to where he forgot the influence of God on his life. Are you with me? He's saying, God, who am I? God said, you're going to go deliver my people. Who am I? How can I do this? God, do you know me? Have you looked at me? Have you seen me? I've looked at myself in the mirror. I smell like sheep and I smell, you know, I mean, I'm not the guy anymore. I've been away from that. I'm not the guy. But God said the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Who am I? Who am I? God, who am I? And many times there's so many people who never fulfill the call of God in their lives. And I'm not just talking about being preaching. I'm talking about business leaders. I'm talking about different people where God give you a great idea, but you got, who am I that I can do this? And that's not the right question anyway. Verse 12 says, "So he said, I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." See, the question is, God, are you with me? Let me say that again. The question is not, who am I? The question is, God, are you with me? Because when you find out that God is with you, the who am I will come into play. Right? I am who I am because God is with me. And I can't be who I need to be unless I understand that God is with me. Verse 13, and then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and then they will say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Listen, this is so good. God was not confused about who he was. God didn't come to Moses and say, hey, who do you think that I am? Jesus had the disciples answer that one point, but God said, listen to this next verse. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. What an incredible thing. People, well, who sent you? I am did. Which I am? The I am that I am. What's he saying? I'm the God who was and is and will always be. I'm the God who put the stars in place. I'm the God that made your body function the way it functions. I'm the God who was there before, and I'm going to be there until the end. I'm the God, so don't worry about anything else. Just know that I am who I am. And if you'll understand that I am who I am, and if I'm sending you, that's all you need. That's all you need. That's all you need. That should have been enough for Moses, but it wasn't. Go to chapter 4 and look at verse 10. Chapter 4 and verse 10. And we can't beat Moses up too much because we all get into the same situation. Exodus 4 and verse 10 says this. Then Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Listen to me, this is so incredible. Moses was still trying to get out of it because he blew it before. He said, I don't want to blow it again. So, Lord, I just want to remind you that I can't speak. I can't do this on my own. I'm not a man who could convince anybody of anything. And God said, who made your mouth? You're getting your focus back on you when it has to be on me. I'm the one who called you. I'm the one who saved you. I'm the one who is sending you. Who am I? Only through him can we fully understand that. Who am I? Verse 12 says, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and I will teach you what you shall say. But he said, O Lord, please send me O Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. He said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know he can speak well. And look, he is also coming out to meet you. When he sees you, he will be glad in heart. Look at God was giving him an opportunity, watch this, to fulfill his destiny, to be who God wanted him to be. But because he could not see himself in God with the ability to do what he was called to do, God had to send somebody else with him. Now you might think this, you might think, well, how does this apply to me? It applies this way. Whatever God is putting on your heart, whatever God is telling you to do, whatever God is putting in your path, if you feel that your inadequacy is because that you're not enough, you're right. But you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. He is with you. He is in you. He is for you. Come on. He's got the plan and he will deliver it. Right? I wonder how many times God has wanted to send us to do something. And again, I'm not just talking about ministry. I'm talking about business. I'm talking about everything that possibly could be in our lives. And how many times have we said, well, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not this. I'm not that. I'm not a salesman. I can't talk to people. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough education. I'm not. And you see, we disqualify ourselves from a move of God in our lives because we don't see ourselves as He sees us. You think, yeah, but if I was only this, you know, if I was only younger, if I was only older, if I was only more educated, if I was only whatever, you fill in the blanks, whatever you've been telling yourself. You've been painting a picture of who you are that is limiting God in your life because you don't see yourself in Him. You have to know who you are in Christ. And I'm not saying that you know, outside of Christ we can do anything, but we are in Him, and in Him we can do all things. Why? Because He gives us the strength to do it. Now watch that. That's not just the ability to perform. The strength to do it means He gives us the resources to do it. He gives us the ideas to do it. He gives us everything to do it. Who am I? I'm a child of God. Jesus knew who He was. We're not going to go through all of them, but there are many statements in the Gospels where Jesus said, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. But watch what He said. He said, I only speak the words that my Father tells me to speak. I only do the things that my Father tells me to do. So when He made these statements that we're going to look at, it was because His Father told Him that's who He was. Who has your Father told you that you were, that you are? Well, I don't know. Have you read the Bible? Because if it's in the Bible, that's who you are. I said, if it's in the Bible, that's who you are. If it's in the Bible, that's the description of who you are. Who am I? I'm exactly who God says that I am. And I can do what He says I can do. Go to John chapter 14. Many of you can quote this, I know, but let's look at it with our eyes. John chapter 14. Verse 8 says, Philip said to Him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? Interesting. But he who has seen me has seen the Father, and how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Come on. He's saying, look at, this is who I am. And that was Philip's response. But was it response to? Let's back up a little bit. Look at this in verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. But if you'd known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know Him and you've seen Him. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and if you see me, you've seen Him. Now, I'm going to show you in a minute that God is wanting us to be a reflection of Him. God is wanting you to be a reflection of Him. What does that mean? That means when, oh, she is so cute. Look at her this morning. Listen, it means, watch this, that if somebody is needing to find out if God is real, you show up on the scene and you're a reflection of Him. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, but I only do the things that my Father tells me to do. I can do nothing in myself, but I'm not by myself, and neither are you. Who am I? I'm who He said I am. Oh, that's so powerful. It should be. I'm not saying we're Jesus, don't get me wrong. But it should be that we're walking with God and we're seeing ourselves through Him. That when other people look at us, they can say, there's something different about you. I may not like you. I may hate what you stand for because you're coming against my sin. Right? But there's something that you have that I don't have. And the reason that it can shine in you is because you painted a picture of who He said you were. Just as Moses had to have that happen. Just as Abraham had to have that happen. We need to have the Word of God come in and saturate our hearts and our minds so that we can know who we are in Him. So good. So good. Go to Galatians chapter 2. I think that this absolutely sums it up. Who am I? I'm who He said I am. I can do what He says I can do. I can have what He says I can have. I can be who He wants me to be. Why? Not because of me, but because I'm in Him. Who am I? First of all, we let the world try to paint us in a picture of what we should be. Right? What does that look like? Well, you don't look like her. You don't look like him. You're not as smart as they are. You're not as rich as they are. You're not this. You're not that. You can't do this. You can't do that. And we let the world paint a picture of who we are. And so when we wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror and we go, I'm not him. I'm not her. I'm not as good as. They might be able to do it, but I can't do it. Because we're, again, looking in the mirror of what the world is trying to make us look like. And God is saying, no, that's a wrong mirror. In fact, in 1 Corinthians, it talks about we need to look in the mirror of His Word so that we can see who we are. Because that perfect mirror of liberty that can show us who He's made us to be. And yet we go around saying, I am. God said, I am that I am. We go around saying, I am. How do we do that? I'm depressed. I'm sick. I'm always broke. I never get ahead. I can never, I don't have any luck. Everybody else is blessed but me. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. And then we paint the picture. And so we stay in the desert instead of stepping out and letting God push us to the place where He wants us to be. Who am I? I'm who He says I am. Galatians chapter 2. And I just love this description. In verse 20, Paul's talking. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. What does that mean? That means he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior. That when he went to the cross, he went to the cross and he died to the cross. And he says, it's no longer I, right? Watch this. This is so good. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. We ought to be getting up in the morning and going, Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. The Messiah is living in the inside of me. I'm no longer who I was. I'm no longer what everybody else says that I am. But I am who He says I am because He's living in me. Right? And watch this. This is not going around, yeah, I'm all that. You know, I've got it together. I'm perfect. No. In fact, if we're going by our own worth or our own accomplishments, forget it. But it's Christ that lives in me. It's the finished work of Jesus that lives in me. And I've got to start viewing myself through that. For I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I live by faith. The way I live my life, I live by faith. But I don't live by faith in myself. I live by my faith in Him. I'm in Him. He's in me. I look at myself. It's not who I was. It's who I am. And I am in Him. I'm crucified with Him. And I'm still living in this flesh. But I'm not living in the flesh the same way that I used to. I'm now living in the flesh by the faith in the Son of God. And everything that He produced in me is working in me and for me, and I am able to do all the things that He asked me to do, not because I can do it on my own, but because He is in me, giving me the ability to do it. Do you believe that today? Do you? Then why are you telling yourself you can't? Why are you calling yourself less than? Why are you not allowing God to push through? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. I love the Word of God. Look at verse 17. It says, love has been perfected among us in that and this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Because as He is, so are we. Who is He? He's the great I Am. He's the I Am that I am. He was the I Am. He is the I Am. He'll be the I Am tomorrow. But as the I Am is, so are we. We're in this world, but as the I Am is, so are we. What does that mean? That means I have access to Him, and I'm a miracle waiting to happen. When I get up in the morning to pray, I'm not praying, Lord, you know, I'm coming, judge me on myself. You know, God, I was pretty good yesterday. I only got mad 10 times, and it's getting better. I didn't do this, but no. Lord, I'm coming to You in the name of Jesus because it's in Him that I live. It's in Him that I move. It's in Him that I have my being. And as He is in this world, so am I. If He's holy, I'm holy. If He's righteous, I'm righteous. If He's full of love, I'm full of love. If He's full of peace, I'm full of peace. But you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself that. You have to get the Word of God and begin to pour it into yourself. Now be honest, how many have ever felt less than, not good enough for the task, not equipped to, all of us have been there, right? All of us, I don't know how I'm going to get through tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to raise my kids. I don't know after I've raised my kids how I'm going to keep my sanity. I don't know any of that. How am I going to be able to do all of that? You're not. If you're relying on you. Go back up to verse 4. You are of God, little children. Say that with me. I am of God. Come on, say that again. I am of God. I'm not apart from God. I'm not looking for God to come. I am right now of God. Glory to God. I am of God. Look at this. And have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I'm an overcomer because the overcomer lives in me. I refuse to say that I'm going under. I refuse to say it's too late. I refuse to be in a situation where I'm going to let anybody else dictate the outcome of my life because the greater one lives on the inside of me. I'm as holy as He is. I'm as righteous as He is. I am loved as He is. Watch this. I'm as wise as He is. I'm as rich as He is. Why? Because He's in me. He said, I've already inherited all things. Glory to God. But I need to begin to live my life out by faith that He's with me. By faith He is with me and see Him with me everywhere I go. When you get up in the morning, you're going to work and you might be facing a project or some people that you're not really going to be around, you want to be around, and you know they're always talking bad about you and whatever. Just begin to imagine that you're walking in there with Jesus on your right side. Jesus is with me. Yeah, but you don't know the heathens that I'm running with. No, they don't know the God that you're running with. Hello? Do you? Do you? I've told you this story before, but I think it bears repeating right here. Who am I? I am in Christ Jesus. I worked for the shipyard for 11 years, and you know, back in that day, it was, well, let's just say that politically correct had not come into view yet. I mean, the men in the lunchrooms, they'd say, and the ladies, and all, they'd tell all kinds of stuff. It was horrible. So in the lunchroom, you know, I couldn't stay in there. I had to leave because they were telling these jokes, and they were doing this, and they were doing all this kind of thing. And so I decided, you know, I'm just going to take my lunch and go to another place in the building, eat and read the Word at lunchtime. Cool. But I started doing that, and about a week into that, I just felt in my spirit, this isn't right. This isn't right. I have as much right to access that lunchroom as anybody else. And they, if they don't know Jesus, are of their father, the devil, but I'm of my Father who is in heaven, who is greater than he that's in the world, right? I'm of Him. And so I went back into the lunchroom. And whenever they'd use His name as a descriptive thing of something that was, you know, that was not right, He was using His name in vain, I'd just say, well, praise the Lord. Sometimes I'd say a statement like this, well, you know, He'll help you, but you should talk to Him a little bit nicer than that. And I just started, you know, praising the Lord a lot. And they all looked at me like I fell out of a well. But the atmosphere in the room changed. The atmosphere, and those who wouldn't change, watch this, within a few months left. People actually left. Why? Because I know who I am in Christ Jesus. So when I went into that lunchroom with a bunch of people who good people, not bad people, but just degenerate. And some of the things they did, I mean, you know, offended me, let alone other people. But I took Jesus into the room. Why? Because He's with me. He's in me. Greater is He who is in you than he that's in the world. The greater one lives in me. And by faith, my walking out my life, the just shall live by faith. The living out of my life should represent the fact that the greater one is in me. Are you with me? Let's read that again. Verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. In the morning, you should be speaking over yourself rather than saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know. Everybody's against me. You're looking at the wrong people. Oh, you don't understand. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Everybody's mean to me. You know, if you view yourself as the garbage dump, people will come and dump garbage. You don't understand. I was born in this family. I was born at this side of the tracks. No. You were born again. Right? Come on. You were born again. And you're not of your earthly family. You're of your heavenly family. And greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. But you have to begin to see yourself through His eyes. Say, God, what do you think about this? Well, I think that you're loved. I think that you can do, I put it in your heart to do that. You can do that. I'll never forget her. She's not here today, so maybe she's watching online. But Rita came to me, and most of you know Rita. Rita was a heroin addict for 30 years. 30 years. Seen it all, done it all of the things that go with that. And I remember the first time she came to church. And then I remember watching her over the year. A year later, she looked like 15 years younger. And just because the Word of God going into her, it changed who she was. She came to me one day and said, you know, I feel like I want to give back. And so I want to become a drug dependency counselor. I want to become a drug dependency counselor. Watch this. I say, you can do it. She said, but I've been to school in many years. I haven't, you know. And I wasn't good in school when I was there the first time. I said, well, you're not going back the same way that you did. I said, you're going back and the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. And I said, there's a place in the Bible that says that if you believe that the Holy Spirit is with you and in you, you don't have to use your memory to remember everything. That the Holy Spirit can actually bring from your spirit up answers. And that's how she got through. But she now has a BA. She's all of that. And she walked across getting her AA. She walked across that stadium when she was 70 years old. 70 years old. And that was several years ago. And God has used her. What's the point? The point is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. As long as I see myself in Him, I can do whatever He puts before me to do. But if I see myself in me, then my limitations will stop me from going any further. Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm old. I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm busted. I'm broke. Are you? The Bible says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that He, by His stripes, you were healed. The Bible says that all things are possible to those who believe. The Bible says that's who I am. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I will refuse to tell. I'll let others tell me who I am or what I can do or what I can't do. I believe, now watch this. I believe that I'm a carrier of the Holy Ghost. In my DNA of who I am in Christ Jesus, the manifestations of the Spirit should be accessible to me 24/7, but not if I lock that door because of who I think I am in myself. But I'm not in myself. Watch this. I'll even tell you this. I'm not of my right mind. I am in the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. What does that mean? His thoughts can become my thoughts as I begin to see myself in Him and really believe that when I say, okay, Lord, what do you think? He'll answer me. He'll answer me. And that I don't have to wait days, months, go to have hands laid on me and all those things, waiting on the Lord, all those things are good. But I have an expectation in my spirit. The Lord, which way should I go? I do this all the time. I practice this. I'll be driving, for instance, our lake property. There's about three different ways you can go out there. I'll leave our driveway and go, Lord, which way should I go today? Now, I don't hear voices or anything, but I just feel impressions in the inside. Go through Purdy. Okay, that's the way I'm going to go. Or go through Gorse. Okay, that's the way I'm going to go. I just practice that. Why? Because I believe the Holy Spirit's on the inside of me. One day I was on the way to the lake and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go through Gorse today. And something inside, don't do it. Don't do it. And so I went the other way. It took me 45 minutes. One of my siblings came that same day, came out to the lake. And they said, it took us 2 hours to get through Belfair. The Holy Spirit, because He's in me, He's with me. I live my life out through Him. Save me 2 hours in traffic.
Yeah, that's good.
I love it. Greater is He that is in me. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Who am I? I'm who He says I am. Who am I? I am who He says I am. Who am I? I'm who He says I am. That's the way you need to start talking to yourself. Right? Some of us grew up with some people in our lives that said, well, you'll never amount to anything. You can't do that. You might as well just forget it. You're going to be poor, broke, disgusted all your life. Don't worry about it. That's just who you are. Right? It's time for us to come out of that mindset and say, listen, Father, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? It's not important who I say I am. It's who do you say that I am? In Ephesians chapter 1. Now let's start in verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who am I? I'm one that's been blessed with every heavenly blessing. I have them all. I'm blessed. Boy, you don't look blessed. Do you always feel blessed? No, I don't. Come on, are you always in a state of just blessed everywhere I go? Well, in one sense, yes, but on the outside, it may not be that way. But on the inside, I'm saying, this is who I am. I've already been blessed with every spiritual blessing. I'm a child of God. He's my Father. I'm already blessed. I'm a blessing going somewhere to happen. Right? It's not just that I'm blessed, but I'm blessed to be a blessing. Right? So everywhere I go, God, you can use me to bless somebody else. And I have that expectation on the inside of me that God can use me because that's who I am. Who am I? I'm blessed. Who are you? Well, you know, it just seems like everybody uses me. Everybody abuses me. Everybody, shut up. No, really, really, quit it. Because you're looking at yourself through the lens of who you were and who others have seen you. If you'll begin to see yourself as God, you'll be blessed. And people will go, why are you so blessed? Okay, listen. Verse 4 says, as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. First of all, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. But I'm not one of the frozen chosen. What does that mean? I'm chosen. I'm going to heaven. Someday it's going to be all right. No, I'm on fire chosen. Because I'm here and I'm occupying while I'm here. And the power of God is inside of me, right? I'm chosen of God. But watch this. You know, if I could just fast enough, or if I could just quit doing this, or if I quit doing that, then God could really use me. That was like Moses saying, I can't talk. You see, my ability to be used by God is not based on who I am. It's based on who He is. Watch this again. That we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. How many walk around in condemnation? Right? Well, you know, if I would have only done this, if I could have only been that, if I was only as, you know, fill in the blanks, if I was only, you know, younger, if I was only older, if I was only, you know, skinnier, if I was only, you know, whatever, just throw in the blank. Listen, that's just condemnation coming to you. And Jesus said that we're no longer under condemnation. I refuse to. Why? Because I've been redeemed from it. I'm without blame before Him in love. I've been acquitted. You know, if you went to trial and went to court and you know, you're up for, well, just be extreme, murder. And they went through the whole trial and you went through the trial and the judge said, you're acquitted. The jury said, you're not guilty. You know, you can walk out of that jury room and go, I'm just as free can be. I don't care what you think of me. You can still have the view that I'm guilty, but I've been judged not guilty. And I'm going to live my life not as a guilty person, but one that's been freed from the guilt because I have a piece of paper that says I am not to blame for my past. Who am I? Who am I? I'm blameless. I'm chosen. I'm holy. Verse 5 says, having predestined us to adoption by the sons, as sons by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. I am a child of God. I've been adopted into the kingdom of God. Who am I? I'm an adopted son of Jesus. I've told you this before, but it just bears witness to my spirit to say it again. There was this family, and they'd adopted one child, and they had some, you know, biological children in the room. And you know, as kids will be there fighting at the table a little bit. And one of the natural-born children looked over at the adopted and said, well, you're adopted. You're just adopted. You know how kids can be. So the one who was adopted said, well, here's all I have to say. They had you, but they wanted me. They had you, but they wanted me. God might have had one, but He wanted you. I'm adopted. Right? Hallelujah. So I'm chosen, I'm blessed, I'm holy, I'm adopted. Look now. Verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. I don't need to be in your peer group. I don't need to be, you know, fit in with you. Why? Because I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm accepted. I'm accepted. Now watch this. Do you know, and I'm going to use, I don't think I should use this, but I'm going to anyway. You know, in motorcycle clubs like the Hell's Angels, you got to go through pledges and get into the group. But once you're in the group, once you're wear the patch, once you're in the club, you're not getting out. That's one thing. But also, if anybody messes with you, the whole club's on them. And they're not happy about it. They're not kind about it.
Right.
Why? Because they've been accepted into the club. You've been accepted into the club. We've been accepted into Him. Amen. Somebody messes with you, God's not real happy about it.
No.
Right? So quit letting the devil lie to you. Quit letting the devil beat you up. Begin to say, wait a minute. I've been accepted in the love in God. I'm just going to go through these, and they're found in these verses. But I've been accepted in the blood. I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. I'm abounding in wisdom and prudence. And I know His will. I know His will. What do you mean? We're all seeking. Well, I need to know God's will. Just look right here. You don't have to go very far. Just right here, because if you're born again, He dwells right there. And just say, Lord, what do you think about this? Well, if you feel at peace, just be at peace. Because you know His will. If He puts up a roadblock, a stop sign, and I shouldn't do that, don't do it. Why? Because you know His will. Does that make sense to you? Who am I? I'm who He says I am. But watch this. What do you need to do? You need to begin to get verses of Scripture and begin to speak them over yourself. Somebody said, well, I tried that. Well, how long did you try it? Well, 2 weeks. And nothing happened. Well, wait a minute. How many years did people tell you that you were something different? Well, probably 40 years. 2 weeks is not enough time. But I'm telling you, if you'll keep putting the Word on the inside of you, your limitations will become smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. God, you want me to become a doctor? I can do it. God, you want me to be an astronaut? I can do it. God, you want me to be a teacher? I can do it. You want me to go witness to the banker? I can do it. You want me to lay hands on the person next to me in the hospital bed? I can do it. Why? Because you're with me. Everything I do is not done through me, but it's done through Him. Did y'all get something this morning? Right? Hallelujah. I hope you online got something also. But let's pray. Father, we just thank You and honor You and praise You. And I personally, Lord, I ask You to forgive me for being like Moses and trying to make excuses because of what I'm not. With Your help, Lord, from this time forward, I'm going to push on in my life believing that You're with me, trusting that You're with me. And Lord, there is nothing that I can't do if You're with me. So Lord, I just pray over every person that's listening online that they would just hear what Your Spirit is saying this morning. And those jobs that they thought that they weren't qualified for, Lord, that they'd pick up the phone and say, Lord, You're with me. And You'll give me favor in that situation. Or Lord, You'll show me how to get qualified for it. Or Lord, I just believe You, God, for what You're putting in my heart to do. There's nothing, Lord, that's impossible with me. Because I'm with You and I'm hearing from You. Lord, I just ask You to bless everybody that's watching online. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, fall on your knees and say, God, I'm hopelessly lost without You. My righteousness, my being good, doesn't measure up. So I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and change me, God. And I will do what You put on my heart to do. Lord, I just believe that You're working in people's hearts right now. Right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just feel this in my spirit. There's somebody watching or will be watching online that God has put something in you to do, but you say that's too big. That's you language. Start to speak that, God, if You want me to do that, I'll take the first step and I'll believe that You'll be with me and we'll accomplish that together in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us online. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now, if you're here,